Welcome to the Maria Fraile Podcast. I'm a high vibrational life coach with a focus on wellness and manifestation. If you love energy, spiritual mindset, manifestation, and health on a super high and modern vibe, then girl, this is your podcast. Living a high vibe lifestyle allows you to experience life to its fullest while practicing self-love and manifesting all of your desires. Each episode is a raw and unfiltered coffee chat with me where we get to explore what really means to live on a high vibration and live the life you dream about. Thank you for joining. Let's get down to it. Hi girls, how is everyone doing today? I'm so excited to be back here again in front of my mic. Well, actually, I don't know if you noticed, but we did get a new microphone for podcasting. I just gotta say that it was about time because I could not stand the, let's call it the medium energetical vibration of my previous microphone, which it was okay, but you know, since I like to provide the best quality that I can to you and I wanna invest in myself, like, think about it. What type of coach would I be if I expect you to invest in yourself and I actually want you to invest in yourself, in your self-growth, in your self-development, in getting the right tools that are going to get you farther on to your true desires in life, but I would not do the same thing for my own life. And I know that investing in a microphone is something that it will get me a little bit closer to my goals and it will get my business and definitely my word out. Actually, I just recently got into tarot and oracle decks. And my neighbor, she actually was so kind that she gifted my first tarot deck. I always use tarot decks from somebody else, but I've never actually done and own an actual tarot deck for myself. So this episode is not going to be about tarot, but I just wanted to share with you that the card that I pulled the day that I decided that I wanted to get my own microphone was actually the Page of Swords, which is actually a girl that it's screaming and wanted to, you know, get her voice heard out there. So it's not exactly the only reason why I went and buy the microphone, but it's just to show that there are spiritual tools out there that we can use. And yeah, they are actually in connection to our own soul. So I think that was actually very fun and cute to tell you girls about. But since our last episode, we talked about the nutrition side of things. And you guys know that right now we're following the inner coordinates of our own self, of our own wellness and spiritual being. The first coordinate that we're working on is on the body. And in the last podcast, we touched upon the fact of nutrition and how foods play an important role in our inner self and in our inner vibrations. And today, I wanted to talk about a concept, and I'm not sure if you'd heard about it before, but definitely I learned it, I'll say, like about 2-3 months ago. And when I found out what it really meant, I could not stop by binging on books, studying, talking to people, finding new mentors, and definitely educating myself on this matter. And this concept that we're talking about today is the body-mind. I decided, or I felt the need to include the body-mind as part of the wellness aspect of your life because even though it plays kind of like both roles between body and your physical well-being and your mental health, it shows at least, or there's a lot of practical steps that you can take in a physical plane, in a physical aspect of your day-to-day life. Like, I call them rituals. So body-mind rituals, that's how I call this coordinate, that represents or show your connection to your both the body and the mind. So this is more kind of the practical aspect of this inner connection. Since I don't know exactly who is listening to the podcast, and I'm sure that many of you have heard before of the topic and the concept of body-mind, I want to talk right now a little bit of what this is. I'm sure that many of you have heard about the concept of body-mind before, but for the ones that you haven't, because definitely it was me 3 months ago, it's basically this concept that it's always in all Eastern religions, such as Hinduism, you know, the Buddhism philosophies, any Eastern traditions, like in China and in ancient Greeks, of the mind and the body, same with the spirit, is being a one being instead of two separate entities that we perceive as such in the Western traditions, just because when I research upon that and I study upon this topic, when it came down, like traditionally, all the religions that we have in the Western cultures and Western societies are descending from the division of the Catholic Church with the Anglican Church. And if you read more about this topic, that happened in a moment where the state and the church wanted to basically found themselves in a completely different way. So when this happened in society, the church took all the religious and kind of soul, mind type of ways and spiritual inspiration versus the science and the state took on more the practical approaches to your body and to your healing. And that's why our current science and our current medicine treats symptoms instead of treating the root cause, where versus other traditional medicine in certain countries, in China, in the herbal medicine, acupuncture, and not only in Eastern traditions, but if you look at Latin America or any Native American before the actual conquest occur, they were using these traditions as well. So then I know this not only from history classes, but because one of my the girls that worked for me, she's from Bolivia, and she was telling me about all these crystals and medicine and ancient traditions and the spiritual awakenings and all of that. And I just found it so interesting to see how Western countries and Western society is the only society that has completely detached its body from the mind. And it's, you know, soul awakening experience from the actual physical bodies. Without getting too much in depth into the spiritual side of things, because I can go as deep as you want. If you know me, you know that I am an open book and I can tell as many stories as you can. But because this is not exactly what we're talking about today, I just wanted to say out there that this is not a judgment. This is completely free zone of sharing my knowledge with you girls, and then just having a little bit of a background perspective on what we're talking about, because body mind is not a concept that I created, and nothing that I ever talk about is concepts that I completely create out of the blue. I always draw upon something, or I always work upon something that the universe allows me to work in, and I also experience in my own life, but many people before me, my ancestors, my family, but also many, many, many other societies before me have also experienced. So I'm only a vessel here, I'm only a channel, and yeah, I'm only here to share with as many people as I can my knowledge from a very modern and contemporary perspective, because I think upon the girl that I was 6-7 years ago, and the path that my life was taking me to it was nonsense, but I felt like I had to do that. Like, if you listen to my previous podcast, you know that my entire life was down a very superficial role, and I had many eating disorders. I was very concerned about the fear of rejection and what people thought of me. I had social anxiety, but at the same time, I did not allow myself to have any friends or to, you know, be like have any social interaction, even though on my own true self, I love to be with people and I'm an empath, as you can probably tell now, but it was just all the other things that I was limiting me and were preventing me from my true self and my true happiness and fulfillment in life. So that's what I'm here to share, all of these things with you. I don't want to get too woo-woo, because then girls are going to be like, hey, Maria, come down to earth. But body mind is just that, is the union of your body with your mind and your soul, versus the current traditions of the current society that we live in, the Western culture, where we kind of separate our life depending on the situation or the interactions that we have on our day-to-day life. If we're working, we use our mind. If we're interacting, we might use our emotions, so it's designed their emotional mind. But then if we feel sick, only when we feel sick, we treat the symptoms in our body. And then our soul is always and only exclusively exercised when we go to churches, if we have a particular religion that grew up with. Otherwise, we just don't pay any attention. That's why many people say that anxiety, stress, and all of these modern diseases that still Western medicine and science doesn't have an explanation for, and they don't know how to cure, or they don't even know how they started, like how there's so many weird and odd diseases that people don't really have an answer for. But yet still, we believe that science, or our Western science, is the way to go. And this is something that I just want to leave out there and let my voice be heard, because I found so interesting, like a couple months ago when I was reading up on all these topics, and I realized that our Western culture or Western society is trusting completely on Western medicine and science for all of the answers, when Western medicine and science doesn't have all the explanations for everything that occurs in our life. It just doesn't. It doesn't know how the everything was started. Yes, they say that is the big chaos, but they don't know what the big chaos is made of. They say it's made out of energy, but they don't know exactly what that energy is made of for. All the quantum physics are just being developed right now. The idea that I discovered, or that I talked to you girls in our third episode, I believe it was, about quantum shifting and your ability, natural innate ability to travel in time between different dimensions, is just being discovered now by many scientists. The idea that we could be living in different dimensions at the same time, that there's many galaxies around us, there's life around us, but we just don't know it by our five senses quite yet, is being developed. Same way as many centuries ago, people truly believed by their own science that the Earth was flat, but the idea of the Earth being round and having many planets around us was yet being developed. So the only thing I'm sharing with you girls and guys, if there's any of you listening out here too, is that I'm not here to prevent you from using science or maths or traditional Western medicine, because that's a really great tool if you have a trauma, or if you have an unexpected event, you have a bacterial infection, you have a viral infection, or you have something trying, you know, you break a leg, you break an arm. This is a fantastic tool to use that our human beings have able to develop over time. So this is amazing. Take me to a surgeon if I break my leg. But when we're talking about concepts as anxiety, stress, fear management, the manifestational goals, idea creation, but also I'm talking about other diseases that we don't know the sources of, chronic diseases that develop over time, such cancers and any other disease. I'm just saying here that we might not be looking at the right source, and our science might be only treating the symptoms instead of treating the actual cause. So that's what I do, and that's why I try to show a little bit of light for everybody to understand that, yes, our medicine is fantastic, but there's also many other ways that they've been helping and evolving societies over the years, and I'm sure have the intuition that in a couple years down the line, even in 10, 20 years maximum, we'll have actual scientific proofs of all of these things that we know already. After this big, big, big intro, if you're still following me, congratulations, girl. Definitely, you're one of mine. I want to talk today about body mind rituals applied to yourself. If you listen to my previous podcast, you know that I always refer as energy as a creative force that runs the whole universe. I am almost about to be attuned for my Reiki energy as practitioner. And Reiki, what it is just the Japanese word for the unifying universal force. Ki in Japan means, or in Japanese, means energy. So same as in India, it would be prana, or in Chinese is ki or qi, which is the universal force. So this force, it's what drives your body, your mind, and your soul. It's the most physical elemental plane. And why I make my girls, or the girls that coach with me, work with this concept since the first two sessions that we work with, is because I want them to start realizing the rituals, or the energy, that the kind of frequencies that they're vibing on every day. Your energy has different frequencies, right? So even though your energy is constantly moving and is constantly there with you, say, because you're constantly alive, you constantly breathe, and you constantly walk, you're constantly being alive The only thing that we don't know if when you die you still are part of energy, even though I believe that you are still, but that's not something proven. But what we know is that when you breathe air and you release air from your lungs, you're breathing, so you're alive, and that's just pure energy, what I call Reiki energy. So that energy is in a constant equilibrium by the universal force, the higher power, God, if you believe in it, or whatever you want to call it, Big Bang theory, whatever it is, you know there's an equilibrium. And I get a lot of questions also in my Instagram, like, Maria, how do you know that there's an equilibrium in the world? Well, just look around you. I always tell my girls to go get their dogs out if they have one, or just go walk, take a walk in the park, see around them and see how everything is in a beautiful, perfect equilibrium. Just take a walk, look at your feet and understand that you can't see the world turning. You can't see the earth spinning, but it is. And you can't even feel it when you walk in the street, but you know that it's turning. You know that you're a planet that is round, and you know that there's many different other planets that they don't have the same abilities. You just still don't know many of these things, you know? You know that there's an equilibrium force. Look at the tide, look at the nature, look at the perfect of mathematics. If you're into science, you will understand that there's a major energy that it's in constant equilibrium. But besides that, besides this constant energy that is always around us, there is also the knowledge that there are highest and lowest minimums on this energy. So this energy, even though it's never stopping and it always transforms, it always changes shape and form, but it's always there, it does have a maximum and a minimum. Frequencies do have highest maximums and lowest minimums. And you can definitely feel your lowest and your highest when you wake up in the morning and you feel super, super, super tired, or you start talking to somebody that you feel like that person drains your energy, or you to go for a walk and everything is hurting, or you feel like there's nothing else going on in your life, but still you feel like you're lacking on energy. Like sometimes you just feel like we don't have enough energy, and that is because we're not having a high vibe in that moment. It might be a lower vibe. But also, or the best way that I have to explain this is by looking at your emotions. Your emotions are your vibrations. And when you have lower emotions, you would have a lower vibration. So then what you attract into your life by the law of attraction, it would be same vibration, as like attracts like, than what you're currently feeling at that time. So let's say that you're feeling sad, you're going to attract sadness into your life. And let's say that you feel super energized and very compassionate and kind towards every living thing that you live with, then that's what you're gonna attract into your life, the same kind of love and vibration. How can you know if a feeling is a low or high vibration? Very easy. You only need to look at what you would want for your life. Let's do this exercise together. Let's imagine your worst enemy or somebody that is very angry and very anxious and very stressed. Let's say that she's just trying to look for attention constantly, and the other person, person B, she is very loving, very calm, sprints inner peace, wise, a lot of knowledge. You love to spend time with her, and she's just pure love and joy. So tell me, which one of these two people would you prefer to spend time with? Naturally and innately, we will all gravitate towards the joyful, loving, more compassionate human being, because love, forgiveness, compassion, joy are higher vibrations than anger, sadness, irritability, jealousy, all these sort of vibrations and feelings. So that's the easy way for you to know. I do have a chart that I can share with you. If you want to have a look at that, definitely send me an email at maria@maria-fraile.com and I can send it over to you. Our goal when I'm coaching girls, or when I'm looking at somebody's life, especially when I'm looking at my life, is to have a constant state of vibration. I don't want to have super, super, super high vibrations of energy and positivity and compassion and love, and then the next day be at my lowest point, which could be anger, negativity, sadness, jealousy, and all these things. Because the problem that we're dealing with is that energy, since it has positives and negative charges, is constantly trying to get to a to an equilibrium. So the world, what it does is when you have a super, super, super high vibe day, the next day or even 2-3 days later, it's gonna take you to a negative, super, super negative and low vibe day, because it's just trying to create balance. And this, you can look at it also by looking at the people that you have in your life. Like myself, I've experienced that every single time I was trying to be super positive and super energetic and give my best to everybody around me, and every negative thought that I had, I completely ditch it away immediately and replace it for a positive thought, I would immediately attract extremely negative people into my life. Also in my relationship, every time that I am going onto a very extreme type of thinking, say that I wanna go into an abundance mentality, I'm in the mood of spending a lot of money and buying a lot of presents for everybody and getting myself a lot of candles and crystals, whatever it is for you, girl, but for me it's this kind of things. And I'm in the mood of spending and know that I will come back my way. But then my boyfriend, because we live together and we spend so much time together, that he would immediately go to the complete opposite, because just an equilibrium. So he will be saving, trying to stay at home, eating in, cooking everything at home, not ordering anything out, because we're trying to save money, or he's trying to save money. This, however, it's not bad or good. It's not negative or positive. It's just how life works. The problem is that if you're constantly going on spikes, you are going to have a tougher time, because you're going to go crazy. It's like trends. It's like cortisol spikes or in your blood levels of the hormone. If you're constantly spiking life, you're never at an inner peace state, which is actually the most joyful and best way to live. So what we want to do, or what I do with my girls, is trying to get to the most continuum form. It's life. We're gonna have positive and negative situations happening to our life, but at the end of the day, it's your choice to look at those situations as positive or negative, because in reality, they're actually neutral. So you're trying to get to those neutral stages. There are little tricks or little rituals, that I like to call them, that you can do during your day to keep that energy in a continuum equilibrium and level. So when you do have a trigger that you know that coworker annoys you and sees very negative, or you know that you're gonna get home and the dishes of your roommates are gonna be all over the place and you're gonna get mad and angry, you would be better, or you will be more prepared to face that situation from an equilibrium energetical or a vibrational equilibrium than if you had a super, super, super high or a super, super, super low of energy. So I'm gonna share with you what I do, what are my kind of body-mind rituals, and how you can get there. But before we do that, I want you to, you know, share some light into what it looks like to have a body care or a body, mind, and soul ritual in your daily routine. Your day, at the end of the day, like everything in the universe, there's three dimensions. Triangles are one of the most divine and inspirational universal shapes. I love triangles, and that's how I try to condensate all of my teachings. And same with body mind rituals. I try to do this with my girls too, to think upon the three things that are gonna keep them balanced throughout the day. Try to do this exercise as you listen to the podcast, maybe if you have a little bit of time, or if you have your notes app with you open on your phone. But what I like to do is think first upon my morning ritual. So what do I do the first 20 to 30 minutes when I wake up? That's key. And it's also proven in science that the first 20 minutes when we wake up, it's basically what's gonna impact and depend our entire day. Yes, there's all the things that you can do to change that and turn that the coin around to the other side, but it's gonna have a great impact. Then I like to go to the middle kind of to the day. I like to look at the second part of the triangle of your energy, of your vibration, as the things that you do throughout your day to keep that energy stable. Because yes, it's going to be a morning ritual, and then it's going to be a evening time ritual before, like the 20 minutes before you go to sleep. But what happens throughout the day, it's also very crucial, and sometimes we forget that there are going to be things that we will trigger, or that we will get triggered by, and there will be things that we will have to have or the right balance energy to be able to face and deal with in our day. So there are little things that you can do also to, you know, canalize, funnel that energy into a greater deal, a greater good. And right now, this is the three main key things I tell my girls. Just think about your 20 minutes morning ritual, your 20 minutes evening ritual, and what do you do throughout the day to get that energy up. And then just make a list of a few things that they think that helps them increase the energy, decrease the energy, and what keeps them more stable or more grounded, and they feel, you know, that they are a little bit more in tune with their inner self. Yeah. So I can tell you some cute tips that you can find funny or that you can find interesting when you're trying to look at these things yourself. I'm gonna share with you what I do and what my day looks like, but this is only just like having a diary, keeping a diary. For me, journaling helps a lot when it comes to keeping track of that, of my body mind ritual. And this is the first key in actually changing your life and start to manifest your life, because it's when you are aware of what you do on your everyday life. Like I just saw Oprah Winfrey's quote, and I don't remember exactly what it says, but it was something about you cannot create your past. Like, you cannot recreate your past, and you cannot create your future by thinking in the future. You have to create it from the present. If I think about all the times, or every time that I manifested something that I truly desire, was because I was acting on present tense instead of in future tense. And this is something that I teach also in my free masterclass in how to raise your vibrations and how to create successful vision boards and how to actually manifest vision boards in a way that is possible and is not too woo-woo and is very practical. So you can go ahead and it's in my teachable. The link is in my bio, but I'm making sure that I put this on the show notes as well. So you can click on the show notes and check that out if you want to. So it's totally for free. Full hour masterclass about raising vibrations, which is very cool for this topic that we're talking about today. But yeah, it's just that if you are always using terms as I wish, I hope, one day I will have, or I can't wait till I have this, then it's always going to be a projection. That dream is always going to be in the future. It's going to be a future tense. Anyway, girls, let's go into what the energy calmers are for me, and I'll give you some ideas. If you have any questions, definitely send me an email as well, and I'll be happy to answer for you any questions that you have. But some energy calmers that you might have are some soothing crystals, for example, if you're into crystals, or, well, I have rose quartz right in front of me, and this is very different from an energy booster. Like, let's say that you are feeling super anxious that day, or even super, super, super happy, like I was feeling yesterday. I woke up in a super, super high vibe mood. I didn't have any problem in getting out of bed. I trained amazingly. I went to work almost running and then singing and in my podcast world. And I felt the need of holding into my rose quartz and into my more grounding stones, such as the red jasper or maybe a black obsidian, because I felt too woo-woo, too airy. And I know that whenever I am like that, the next day I'm going to be crashing down. So it's good for you to have a basic idea of what crystals are and what other things that can kind of help that energy to be a little bit more balanced out. Not only when you're down and you want to leave your mood, but especially also when you're super, super high and you want to kind of balance yourself out so you don't get a super spike of negativity the day or the 2 days later. Crystals, for example, then music is also a really good energy calmer. Inner drive, you can play music like piano or Reiki music. You know what I mean, girls. I'm not a super woo-woo person. I, of course, love to listen to reggaeton, to rap music, to hip-hop. At least I love music, any kind of music. But you know that if you like music, they create different emotions in yourself. Who hasn't listened to a romantic song when they were like teenagers and they were heartbroken, or maybe the first breakup, and they completely end up in tears? Well, even if that song is not made for you, that song is creating an emotion for yourself and your inner drive. So that is a vibration. And It's funny because by the law of attraction, we tend to gravitate towards people and things that have the same vibration as we do, which is kind of interesting. So when I was a teenager and I just had my first breakup, I would put Alex Ubago songs, which it's just like a very romantic songwriter in Spain, because I grew up in Spain, and we used to joke that if that man would ever find a girlfriend, he would definitely end up in the streets asking for money, because his career would go to waste, because he would not be able to write any more songs. But no, I love Alex Ubago. He's an amazing songwriter and artist, but you know, it's always about the same things: breakups and sadness and nostalgia. And at the end of the day, when you're feeling that way, you should be looking for other types of things that are going to balance you out instead of get you in the same place. Does that make sense for you? Because we're trying to get into that equilibrium faster. The energy in the world is always going to push you to that equilibrium, even if you don't do anything. That's why we always say that time heals everything. Time heals wounds. And with the time, you would overcome your fears and your breakups. But the thing is that you can actually help that energy to do it faster for you by making smart choices, which is what we're talking about in this podcast. So energy calmers such as soothing crystals, soothing music, blue colors, or something more, definitely more purplish blue, kind of darker green, that it's gonna would keep you a little bit more airy, but they will keep you a little bit more calm and in peace with your soul. If you're looking for something more that's gonna ground you, I would go for some sort of magenta, black, and deep brown stones that are more grounded to the earth. But this is something like that. Then you have candles. Fire is always a great energy calmer. You have meditation. That's my favorite way to calm my energy throughout the day. When I feel like I'm super anxious at my job, or I feel like I can't, it's so much stress. Literally, girls, I've done this multiple times in my corporate jobs, and now in my 9-to-5, I do go for a bathroom break, 5 minutes, and you do play some music in your headphones. And you don't have to tell anybody what you're doing. It's your bathroom time. You can relax and try to meditate. Honestly, don't go for the highest possible meditation in that 5 minute bathroom, but try to focus on your breathing. Honestly, just breathe in your air, hold on to the air, releasing the air. Hold on to that before you breathe again, and do repeat that for kind of like 3 to 4 minutes, and then just let go of anything, let go of the stress. I promise you, you're gonna feel so much better and renew. And now again, our beautiful Western medicine and society and tradition is coming up with so many studies of meditation actually increasing many parts of neurological activity and helping you to cope with stress, anxiety, and uncertainty way better than any other human being that is not practicing meditation. So that's why I always go for meditation better. It also keeps you more intuitive, and it helps you to see things in a different light. It helps you to find your purpose. It helps you to be more positive overall and find inner peace. So meditation, it's definitely my go-to. Then you do have anything that is warm. That's gonna keep you a little bit more calm with yourself and in peace with yourself. So a hot bath really helps. Warm water really helps. If you wanna drink warm tea, that will help warm you up. Of course, tea that doesn't have a lot of caffeine, like black tea, but you know, take something more like chamomile tea maybe. And then there's also many things that you can do, like yoga or aromatherapy. That's really nice, like anything with lavender, or I don't know, I just love lavender. You can use any energy calmer when you are very anxious or stressed, or even when you are super positive and on a high vibe and you want to bring yourself a little bit more down and equilibrium. That's what you want to find for, you want to reach for an energy calmer kind of ritual. Then you do have some sort of energy boosters as well, which are when you are a little bit more down. Like I was waking up today in a very low vibe mood, just because yesterday I was super high vibe and I didn't do my proper rituals. You know, I'm a human being too. And yeah, I was just a little bit lower than usual. So I had to reach for other crystals like citrine, or like, you know, like a quartz, a clear quartz really helps a lot. An amethyst. The music that I listen to, I try to put my reggaeton music, my pop, you know, that I sing or I used to sing when I was a kid, and it really keep me energized and fresh. That's the kind of music I go for. The exercise that you choose, the type of movement that you choose, is always going to be different. I'm not going to go for yoga or Pilates today. I'm going to do weightlifting. I'm going to do maybe some cardio, going for 10,000 steps with my dog, something that keeps my heart rate up, so it keeps my energy higher. The nutrition as well helps. So the foods that you're going to eat are going to be different from an energy calmer one, are going to be something a little bit more maybe not spicy, but something with like brighter colors, like jello, more fruits, something like apples. You know, when I used to study at uni, I remember that when I was running out of coffee, I was just living off apples, because apples, they have a pectin, I think that's how you call it in English, I'm not sure, but that thing, that component that the apple have, wakes you up. It's the natural caffeine of the environment, so I really like apples for that too. You have citrus, you have anything like blueberries or raspberries with antioxidants that do help you stay alive and stay active too. Then you do have cold water, so it's basically the opposite of the energy calmers that I shared with you before. But any, like a shower with a lot of cold water, that's just the best thing, or the best thing to wake up. And also it's amazing for the hair and the skin, so highly recommended that. And then of course a lot of movement. With this in mind, you can just create your own routine, your morning routine, your throughout the day routine, and your sleep routine. But before I share with you what's my actual routine and what my actual routine looks like, I want to share with you what fake energy boosters are, because I see this all the time when I ask for this exercise to my girls and they bring it back to me and they say, okay, so this is how I do for keeping my energy and the equilibrium. But this is just how our brain thinks. But in reality, many of these things are just there because our brain sees them, and they are actually, in fact, as the easy way to obtain energy. When it has a low, really, really, really low vibe, your energy wants to get the easiest and the quickest and the fastest amount of energy in the shortest time possible. But that's not usually always the best, and actually it's never the best one. And it's also the ones, so the kind of things that are going to spike your cortisol levels that we spoke about before, that hormone that is going to keep you intense and it's going to make you stressed, anxious, it's going to keep your hormones out of balance. And girl, I'm telling you, for almost personal experience, PCOS killing me one-on-one when I was a teen, and I had to leave all those things that were really very detrimental for me, and I'm going to share with you what they are. There are many things that can be spiking your cortisol levels, and again, I'm not a nutritionist or a doctor or a dietitian, but I had eating disorders, I had very, very, very severe hormonal problems, and I am here, I'm super healthy. It took me 7 years of trial and error to get to this point, so that's what I want to save you time, money, resources, and a lot of unpleasant experiences, so you get there faster and you can start implementing this in your life from today. So my fake energy boosters are cardio. Cardio activities literally are spiking of cortisol. When you go for a run and you go for a super, super, super high intensity training, then you're going to sweat a lot, and you're going to feel, when you leave out of there, super renewed and super good with yourself because of the release of the endorphins, which is serotonin and dopamine, which are, you know, the adrenaline kind of endorphins. But those endorphins are going to go down in the next hour, 2 hours. And that, I'm sure you experienced that already. You get out of the gym, you're renewed, you shower, you go home, blah, 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 you do certain things. And then 2 hours later, you cannot move. You're so tired and you're binging on food. You are so hungry as well that your energy is just so low at this point that just wants more food to keep that energy high. And at the end of the day, it's just a never-ending wheel. Cardio is really good, but I am an advocate of low-intensity cardio. I used to run marathons, so I know what I'm saying. I used to be obsessed with running, biking, every single thing that involved cardio, but that cardio era of my life stopped. It was making me miserable. It was making me lose muscle mass, which is actually what prevents diseases, aging, it protects your bones, it helps your metabolism to increase. So anything that is cardio guilt, try to avoid it. You don't need to do cardio. You only need to walk like a human being. You can go for runs if you enjoy that every now and again. I do my swimmings every now and again as well. And I keep a very active lifestyle. I mean, I walk everywhere I go. So that's over 17 to 20,000 steps a day. At the end of the day, if you're doing that, that's a stable activity that your human body is meant to do as a human being. But we're not tigers, we're not lions, we're not meant to run for hours, we're not meant to run for 45 minutes, we're not meant to run for an hour, we're just not. So those kind of things are things that are going to definitely give you a fake energy sensation. Then I'm going to talk about intermittent fasting, caffeine, some sugary items, including any low fiber carbohydrate that are going to be like pasta and stuff like that. The way that they decompose in the body is just same as sugar, and they get stored same as sugar. A carbohydrate or a white carbohydrate is exactly the same as sugar. I like to go for more high in fiber carbohydrates or natural sources because they take longer to digest in my body. So my body actually takes more time into processing those into energy that can be stored or used for my movement or for whatever thing I'm doing during the day. So try to go for something that is more low glycemic index instead of so focused on the carbs. So carbs, if you don't know what carbs are, is anything that you eat, pretty much bread, pastries, sugary items, including juices that they look super, super natural and healthy. I am not a fan of juices. You need to have the actual fruit, which has the fiber on it. It's gonna be really good for your skin. It's gonna be really good for your gut, your digestive system. And you don't need added sugar. And even if it's not added sugar, you're still gonna have in that bottle, what, 5, 6, 7 pieces of fruit in there, which is a lot of fruit sugar. Or sugar from the fruit, I'm not sure. Anyway, you don't need all of that. You might better be going with 2 pieces of fruit if that's what you feel on that day. Aside from the drinks and the sugary items that, of course, you know that they are gonna spike your sugar levels in the system, but also your energy, and then it's gonna crash down, you wanna avoid alcohol. And I know this sounds super boring and super mummy and like that, but it's not really. Like, you can still have a drink or two in the week, but constantly having alcohol in your diet, so even if it's a beer, even if it's something like a glass of wine every single day, it's not actually good for your energy. It might be good for other things if you're looking at the antioxidants that the grape have, but you might be better drinking blueberry juice than a glass of wine, because the blueberry juice or the grape juice is going to have the same antioxidants as the wine without the alcohol component, that is actually going to spike your cortisol hormones, and it's actually going to have a very detrimental effect in your energy. I'm not talking about weight loss, I'm not talking about fat, I'm talking about how you look, but how you feel, and how you feel is how you are. And if you feel great, if you're living a great life, if you are, your overall wellness meter, that I like to call it, it's 100%, you will also look 100%. And that's when the girls always ask me, okay, Maria, so how can I look a certain way, or how can I, improve my fitness goals? Well, the answer is always you're improving your wellness goals. If you improve your wellness wheel, if you're aware of all the things that we talk about this podcast and you implement them in your life daily, you will undoubtedly, there's no question that you will have an amazing appearance on the outside as well. And yeah, overall, that's what I want to say. I just wanted to finish the episode by saying the body mind ritual and how you can create one. I just wanted to give you an example of what my body mind ritual looks like. When you're gonna design something like this, you just need 3 columns in your journaling book or in your notebook, and think upon your morning routine, your sleeping routine, and the things that you're gonna do throughout the day to keep that energy stable. when you're doing that, have in mind or keep in mind the first thing, how that energy is right now. If you have a very high vibe, you want to look for something that is going to calm that energy. If you have a very low vibe, you're very sad and negative that day, try to look for things that are going to raise that vibration up so you have a middle vibration equilibrium in the way. Also look at your sleep quality, the routines that you implement in your life, the aromatherapy, the smells that you have, the environment that you are in, and you know, the kind of rituals that you do for your body. So the skincare products that you use, the body care, the nutrition that we talked in the previous podcast, the exercise that you're doing that we will talk in a little bit more in depth in the next episode, because you guys know that I started as a fitness coach because I never wanted to be a PT, but I was very into fitness. You know, I've tried every single trend and every single thing that I can, and finally now I have the body that I wanted. But it wasn't through running my way out of life like I used to do before, 2 hours or 3 hours a day. Let's look at my body mind ritual if you're curious, but I'm just literally sharing with you this out of curiosity, and if you're curious to see what a body mind ritual might look like. But I definitely don't want you to copy this, because this has to come out of your own self, your energy, and what feels right for you. This is what feels right for me at the moment, but it wasn't what it felt right for me 2 months ago, and it wasn't what it felt right for me a year ago. So this you have to adapt with your own pace and your own learning experience. So when you're doing this, again, the first thing that you have to look at is your energy levels currently and your ideal levels, your ideal energetical equilibrium. How would that look like? This ideally you would do it in the morning, first thing when you wake up. You can create this ritual and think, okay, today my energy feels a little bit low, or today my energy feels a little bit higher. And maybe you can create, if you don't have that intuitive sensation or relation build with yourself quite yet, you can also create two options. Option A, if you feel super high vibe during the day, and option B, if you feel super low vibe, which is also how I started doing these rituals. And the second thing, after considering the energy that you have, it's looking at your ideal energy equilibrium. So that is how ideally I would like to feel, or what ideally I would like to experience throughout my day. How would I like to react to things, situations, and you know, overall, how would I like to be? It's the ideal quantum shift then that we talk about on the third episode. So how would that person, that ideal Maria self, behave in an ideal parallel reality that I told you before, but already exists? So in a morning routine for me, I wrote this morning, I wake up at 5 a.m., sometimes at 4:30, but I wake up at 5 a.m., I drink a glass of lemon water, I do my Reiki session and self-healing, then I do some journaling. And after that, I finish with my journaling sessions, including my body mind rituals for the day or the exercise routine that I'm going to do. I take a coffee, a bulletproof coffee, which my bulletproof coffee is with coconut oil. And then I hit to train in my gym in the complex. And then I train, usually weight train, during 45 to an hour. And then I come back, I have my breakfast, which I already wrote what it was. That day was a matcha bowl with some spirulina and some granola, some fruits, stuff like that. And that's how my morning routine is. Then for the column during the day ritual, I had a 5-minute meditation for whatever I feel a little bit drained, or that I need a little bit of a break. Maybe somebody that I talked to was draining my energy, something like that. Then I wrote wearing crystals every day, because depending on the energy that I had that day, wearing a certain crystal is going to help you bringing that vibration higher or lower. Then breathing techniques, again, this is more mindfulness, but this is what I explained you before, of like holding your breath, paying more attention to your breath, holding mantras and keeping mantras around. So that I usually do it in my journaling session in the morning too, but you can do it throughout the day too, or write it in a piece of paper, or I put it always in my phone, because now we have the new version in the app iOS. So in iOS 14, you can edit and put little quotes in your phone. So now every day I edit mine. Well, sometimes I keep it for 2-3 days if that mantra resonates with me for longer. But what I have usually is, I am the alchemist of my own life. Today I make magic happen. that's something that deeply resonates with me, because this is also The Alchemist is my favorite book, and it's the tattoo that I have on my back near the neck area. So that's something that really resonates with me. And yeah, but mantras are just basically affirmations or quotes that you like to remind to yourself throughout the day. Then you cook a homemade meal. That's what I put here. And maybe if I'm working, I'll just take that with me. I have a turmeric latte if I want to lower my vibe a little bit more and feel a little bit more grounded and energized overall, because it does give me that antioxidant booster without spiking my levels. Then walking 10,000 steps, having a cold shower, and spending time during my hobby or activity leisure time, girls. It's so important that you dedicate time to do something that brings you joy. For me, I love moving and I love talking and I love creating things. So anything that it encompasses, talking to my clients, talking to people, walking my dog, filming a podcast, actually it's not a good thing, it's recording a podcast, Maria, but yeah, recording a podcast, journaling, creating a new guide for you girls, maybe like working on a new project, that are things that are my hobbies. And right now my business is more than my hobby, it's a business, but it's my hobby at the same time, because I don't do it full time still, but it's what I love doing. So that's why it's so important that you cultivate those things as well. And then when we go to the sleep quality column, which is the 20 minutes, even 30 minutes, some people do an hour to 2 hours before they go to sleep. For me, because I don't have that flexibility, because I do have a 9-to-5 still, I do keep a sleep quality routine of 20 minutes, 30 minutes before I go to sleep. It's usually I go to sleep around 9 to 9:30. And I turn off my phone, I put it in airplane mode because I don't want the vibrations and radiations of, you know, the internet waves to disturb me while I sleep, to interfere my quality of sleep. So I just put it in airplane mode. Then I usually do either a quick 5-minute meditation if I didn't have time before during the day, or I do some crystal healing, because I swap the journaling and the healing with crystals in morning, nighttime, depending on the day. And then I do a 20-minute reading of whatever book I prefer, or until I fall asleep. Right now I'm reading The Universe Has Your Back by Gabrielle B, and I'm loving it so far. But it's so important, girls, that you always keep an actual book close to you, a physical book, because that it actually affects your sleep quality and sets you in the mood for sleeping. So highly recommend to do that, but it depends again on you and where in your journey are you. I'll say 1% of my clients, I expect them to have the same patterns that I do in my everyday. But I only recommend these rituals if I know that they will help for them. I share my rituals with you because I know that many girls might find them interesting and might aspire to them as a spiritual self idea, but they might not be there yet. And that's what I'm here to tell you and to help you with, that there's many other paths and everybody has their own way of learning and their own way of experience things. And I'm only here to share as many things as I know, so I can help you get there the fastest and most enjoyable way as possible. I hope you enjoyed the episode of today about your body mind rituals. I hope you're gonna put some of them in practice, or maybe you have already yours and you would like to share with all of you. Do let me know. Send me an email to maria@maria.fraile.com, or definitely send me a DM in my social media. I'm in Instagram as Maria Fraile Coach. So I would love to see that. If you're listening to me through Apple Podcasts, please send me a review and share with your friends if you think that that might help them as well. Super lovely talking to you today, girls, and see you next time. Bye-bye. Thank you all for listening to this episode of the Maria Fraile Podcast, Secrets for a High Vibrational Living. Don't forget to share it with your friends and leave me a review on Apple Podcasts if you can. I'm so looking forward to see you on our next episode together. In the meantime, if you're curious about more high-value lifestyle tips with a super contemporary approach, please check out my other social media accounts. I'm on YouTube, I'm on a high-value living on Instagram as well as Maria Fraile Coach, and I'm also on Teachable if you're ready to take the big leap into your next level self. Thank you all for listening, and see you very soon.